Essay 11. Farewell Address at Springfield. Abraham Lincoln. Friends, no one who has ever been placed in a like position can understand my feeling at this hour, nor the oppressive sadness I feel at this parting. For more than a quarter of a century I have lived among you and received nothing but kindness at your hands. Here I have lived from my youth. Until now, I am an old man. Here the most sacred ties of earth were assumed. Here all my children were born. Here one of them lies buried. To you, dear friends, I owe all that I have, all that I am. All the strange, checkered past seems now to crowd upon my mind. Today I leave you. I go to assume a task more difficult than that which devolved upon Washington. Unless the great God who assisted him shall be with me and aid me, I must fail. But if that same omniscient mind and almighty arm that directed and protected him shall guide and support me, I shall not fail, I shall succeed. Let us all pray that the God of our fathers may not forsake us now. To him I commend you all. Permit me to ask that, with equal security and faith, you will invoke his wisdom and guidance for me. With these few words I must leave you, for how long I know not. Friends, one and all, I must now bid you an affectionate farewell.